getting closer to numbers. It's just a thought from your standpoint on being able to achieve that today.
We wanted to get to one group, manageable group, to prepare differently for our last two exhibition games, closer to things that we'll look at. Still experimenting, and we're probably at the maximum number for a single group.
What's the plan, I guess, moving forward now for two games remaining and then obviously getting ready for Carolina number-wise?
Yeah, well, we won't have too many veterans play three in a row here to finish. It'll be two out of three for some, but it will be three in a row for a number of them. A little more detailed prep in terms of pre-scout, a little less just go out and play your game kind of thinking. We've had a handful of things that we wanted to see in the game, and we've pushed those every day. We'll start expanding what we expect to see in the game.
You have an update on Drew Stafford?
Better today, day to day. I don't think this is going to be long term.
What could a youngster like Logan Stanley take away from this camp?
A lot of conversation. So playing defense probably as much as anything. Who you're talking to in the line and what your partner's telling you has a really big impact. So that was my first question for him, is who did you get to know here this week? And he got to know Tyler Myers and Dustin Byfuglien and all the guys that are playing on that side of the ice, and he really enjoyed that. We wanted him to have as much of that interaction as he could. It's going to take him some years before he's an NHL defenseman, learning all the small things about how to position your body, how to roll off a hit, how to extend your stick, all those things. Those training camp conversations are really important.
So Logan couldn't find the other guys? He only could see the guys like
just
only
the guys that were in his climate stratosphere. Yeah, he was a little chillier.
Well, can you talk about the difficulty of this round of cuts? I mean, we're getting close. There's guys like Howden has played in this league, and JP's been close. And
the tough part of the cuts is that they all worked so hard. And they're going to look at the numbers, and we all, the natural say that's the depth chart. Then clearly, I'm ranked. That's where I rank, and that's not accurate at all. There are other situations, waivers, all those things. There's kind of pools of players. They all do something differently. You may be closer to the Winnipeg Jets, but you're also not competing with a more skilled player. Or if you're a grinder, you're not trying to take Mark Scheifele's job. You're trying to take somebody else's job. So the next round of cuts will be even more difficult because everybody left can make a pretty solid argument that they're good enough to play, but they're going to have to fight their way into the lineup.
Paul, I guess that plays in a bit to what you said yesterday about how the group that won't make the team this year is going to be stronger than it has been in past years. Can you expand on that thought a bit?
Just on sheer numbers. You're sending those guys back, and there's maybe one or two that you're thinking, well, we can use them this year. Now there's different, there's more, but there's different styles of players. So when we need something brought up, we can look like a slightly different team by the style of player, whoever's going in with the Moose, whoever's playing well. I'm looking forward to seeing how, I know they aren't, but I'm looking forward to seeing how they integrate into the Moose team and what that team's capable of doing as well.
How much is the way that you're going to approach this season with style of play and going to impact those guys on the bubble, maybe? Like, are you looking to run more offensive on that third line?
No.
Or
we're gonna take the players that we think now and that December and at the end of the year can make us the best team. So if you set your goal for game one of the first round of the playoffs being who can maximize and who can be at their best at that time of the year, we'll start there. The style will come off of who's here. So we have philosophies. We'll take a look at our team, and you can already see it in the exhibition. We're playing a game that looks quite a bit different than the game looked 2.5 years ago. Just there's some things we'll be much better at. There's also certainly some areas that we struggle with because of it, but that style is going to be based on the players that are here. And it has changed quite a bit. Even just the way we practice, how we move the puck has changed quite a bit.
Do you expect Sean Matthias to be able to start the season?
He's healing faster than I think we originally thought, so I'll have to say I still don't know. He may be 100% healthy by opening night, but I can't tell you how many practices he's had going into that, so that will weigh into it as well.
sorry, when you said that Stafford isn't, you're not expecting it to be long term, in your mind, he'll probably be available for
this? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry. So it'll be a question of, does he get into the Edmonton game, or are we better off? And really, as you all know, very, very cautious with any even small minor injury in exhibition.
Paul, I know the clip in the power play clip can't continue like this, or it's going to be crazy, but
yeah.
Is it a byproduct of this is a club that, that's where the speed really shows, because possibly this year you're going to maybe draw more than you have in past years?
Well, we're going to need it. When you get younger, your five-on-five game, it kind of all the defensive parts are harder for you. So your PK is tougher for you with young players. You usually see veteran guys doing that. Then it's your five-on-five game. But you can have kids go out on a power play, and because of their skill set, they can make things happen. You can have young players succeed on a power play. We've got a different kind of speed. We've got a completely different structure. We used part of it last year. We spent quite a bit of time this summer kind of redefining what we wanted it to look like. And then at the end of it, there were two teams in the World Cup that were running a very similar scheme, and they combined for one goal over all those games. At the end of it, having the mentality of it's more important than the skill set, but having somebody that can score a goal like Connor did last night, that's not coaching.